This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's 9:37 a.m. and now we have Pressing Matters. It's the show where we speak to members of the press and we go beyond the headlines of the day to really understand what the how the editorial team views current issues. So this week we have Lailatun Khalila Nasir, the executive editor at Sinar Harian, which is one of the leading Malay language papers in the country.
Yes.
Good morning, Laila.
Morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Laila.
Yeah, Sharat.
You know, every morning in our news roundup about 7:15, we compare Sinar Harian's front page with Utusan Malaysia's front page.
Wow.
Now, okay. Because for us, it means something. It suggests, you know, where the Malay speaking and reading public is going in terms of their interests. Do you think that's a fair comparison, these two front pages?
First of all, thanks for choosing Sinar Harian, okay? And then when we talk about the fairness, so between Sinar Harian, when you compare to Sinar and Utusan, of course, there is a different entity for Sinar Harian and Utusan, where Sinar Harian is totally independent newspaper. And then Utusan, we know that who's belong to the Utusan. So, of course, the news and then the headlines is a bit different from us. For Sinar Harian, we are totally give what people want. What people wants to read.
But, you know, in terms of circulation, right, I also know, because when we first started this whole inclusion of Malay papers in our roundup, we looked at Harian Metro,
yes,
and Cosmo, which are the largest selling tabloids, right?
Yes.
They outstrip both Sinar Harian and Utusan together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is that really what the Malay reading public wants? The Cosmo front page and the Harian Metro front page?
If we look at the figures, of course, we know that Metro, you know, at the top of our Malay newspaper, maybe the issues is like, you know, near to you, you know, about sexual harassment, about what the grandfather or the grandmother did for the...
More community.
Yes, more community. Yeah. And then for Sinar Harian, now... We are lucky because our sales not picking up. So thanks for the issues, for the current issues right now. And then, we categorize our readers different from Metro or Cosmo. If we look at the figures and number, our readers is more like executive level, managers level, and educational people. So where they need to know the balance of what is going on, what is the balance news, what is the opposition said, and what is the government said, then they look for Sinar Harian. If you want to read the truth, and then they compare news, Sinar Harian, and maybe from Utusan. Even the opposition papers, readers like Haraka, they read the Haraka, and then they also choose the Sinar Harian.
Right.
To compare the news.
Yeah, I mean, I think one way to look at it is that actually Cosmo and Harian Metro are more sensational, right?
Yes, sensational.
Sensational. In fact, we compare them because we think of Sinar Harian as a serious Malay language paper.
Yes, correct. So it's a broadsheet in tabloid format, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we carry national issue, national interests, and especially for Malay community interests.
When it comes to your readers, like you say, they're educated, they're executives. Are they reading solely or consuming media solely in Malay, or are they also likely to be bilingual?
Okay, normally based on our research and our R&D department, people who read Sinar Harian normally they read Star.
Okay.
That's, you know, the comparison.
The counterpart.
The
okay.
counterpart. And then one more thing. One that's special about Sinar Harian, even though we carry the national issue, national interest, but we don't forget the local people in the district. So we have 8 editions and cover every Malaysia except Sabah and Sarawak. And then we have every reporter in every district. We have reporter in every district. So we carry local news. So they feel that Sinar Harian is their paper. It's like I'm staying in Jeli or I'm staying in Tumpat, for example. Oh, Sinar Harian is my paper because, you know, every day one page, one full page news for our community, what's going on in our daerah.
You know, if I had the resources and the time, I would buy all your different district newspapers and compare them. Because I wonder if, you're sending different messages to different parts of Malaysia.
Yes.
I mean, is there a problem for you if you have mixed messages? You know, you give one kind of headline or front page for one part of the country and another for another part. I mean, is there a mixed message problem?
It's not really, because we centralize our info, we get it, our news in HU, in Shah Alam. So, like, all the editors for 8 editions, we are having a meeting. So, like, 11 o'clock in the morning, we're having a meeting for editorial. So, what is big happen in Johor, in Malacca, in Terengganu, for example. So, and then, we dig more, and then we follow up. If, for example, one person, one leader said about this in Terengganu, and then we ask for national reporters here to follow up. And even in Penang, maybe the issue can be a national issue. So then we ask every reporter in every district to follow up the same news, the same issue. So we get the follow-up from Malaysia within one day.
I'm guessing that you have a big team to be able to do this.
Okay. I think we are the biggest editorial teams in Malaysian newspaper industry.
Wow. How many do you have?
I think nearly 3,000. 300, sorry. 300 wow. reporters all over Malaysia.
I know when we look at Sina Harian, the front pages change. Sometimes it's somebody from the federal opposition, sometimes it's somebody from government. It's the various speakers. And today we had the former special branch officer, right, who's just been transferred, saying very strong statements, making very strong statements about what he believes is going on behind his move, right? Mm-hmm. Now, do you find that the government is unhappy with your message, unhappy with your front pages?
Of course. Yes, sometimes. But now it's getting people in media industry is not easy like before, because our opposition getting stronger even in parliament. So it's like Sina Harian, we call ourselves telus and tulus. It's natural and balanced news. But once we put the headlines like not on the government sides, and governments call us bias or try to have a agenda jihad or what so all. So, and then sadly, when we put the opposition's news or headlines for our front page, and then governments or the other parts says us that call us like, oh, you have a hidden agenda, on the opposition side, and then we also have love letters, sometimes calls, but we explain our stand.
Okay.
It's like when we put the government's headlines on our front page, and then the opposition call us, what happened to Sina Harian? You changed your mind already? So we are not belong to government, or we not belong to the opposition.
So both sides are unhappy.
Yes, both sides. We are like, the small in the like mentimun and all the durian. So
how do you remain resistant to that pressure? How do you not cave to pressure from either side?
Okay, we focus on what public wants. So, like issues like currency, like TPP issues, like politic issues, they are who buy our paper in newsstand. So, our sales are increasing because of the news that people looking for the facts, the trueness. So, our focus, no matter what opposition say, no matter what government say, our focus in our readers. For our readers, we did the news. We try to give the best for our readers.
Laila Tun Khalilah Nasir, the executive editor at Sinar Harian, is on Pressing Matters today. After this, we take a look at Sinar's editorial stance on the issues of the day. BFM 89.9. Good morning. It's 9:48 a.m. Melissa and Sherrod here on Pressing Matters, and we're joined by Laila Tun Khalilah Nasir, the executive editor at Sinar Harian. She's the first Malay paper that's been on Pressing Matters for the show.
Well, we're very honoured, because we take Sinar Harian's front pages very seriously. We look at those front pages, as we mentioned before. We compare it with Utusan's. Yes. We do see it as a barometer of the kind of thinking Malay media's position on many issues. And of course, what we want to talk about is several of the issues that are now seen as national issues. The Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that is likely to be signed very soon. The one in DB saga, the question of youth and youth politics. All these are issues that we would like to get your sense of where this is going. Melissa, you know, on the TPP, for instance, I think many of times the NGOs and civil society activists have been campaigning against it, say that the one thing that it threatens is sovereignty and also the question of the Bumiputra economic agenda. Is that something your readers are very concerned about?
Yes, for Sita Harias, like I told you before, we are focusing on what readers, our readers want. So, of course, the Malay agenda, the Bumiputra's matters take the priority for this, our focus of news. So, like TPP, everybody keep asking, where do we stand? Where? How about the Malay entrepreneurs after this want to go when TPP is signed by government? But I have a chance to meet Topa last week. So it's very clear that government, he told me that very clear that government will put the Bumiputra agendas and all the entrepreneurs, even the Malay contractors or whatever, the important thing is the government will put the Malay agenda as a top priority. They won't sign if the US or the agreements doesn't back up for this the agenda things.
But can your readers accept that there's going to be a trade-off? You can't get something for nothing. That if we're going to get something from the US, the US will want to get something from us. And that, you know, at the end of the day, they might have to compromise on certain things. I know the government talks about red lines.
Yes.
But is there a level at which they will accept that if we're going to move forward and there's going to be change, there's something that they will have to give up?
Okay, readers want the truth. I mean, so far, there is no parts or no chapter of TPP revealed for public. Mm-hmm. So we wait for the next, I think, last stage for negotiation when the government have to table the details for in parliament. So in parliament, you have the opposition leaders, you have the government's leader. So the responsible for the YBs, our YBs, either the opposition or the Bebas or whatever, is to look at it. Look on it, and then you must clearly understand what is the Bumi's agenda that the government stated in the agreement.
Right.
So people want to listen from both. So, whether the government, no matter government's opposition, they want a TPP agreement must, protect the interests of Malay, of Bumi.
Does Sina Harian as a paper have a stance?
Yes, of course, we have a stand for whatever matters government did. The Malays, the public must, put on the top of the priority.
Okay, so to focus on the Bumiputra agenda, and that is the
focus on the Bumiputra agenda.
So either way, if we sign or we don't sign, if it's for the benefit of the Bumiputra, that's the stand of the paper?
We put hope, highly hope, for the members of parliament to decide, because the final stage is to table in parliament. Once they approve, then we sign. But whether we sign or not to sign is up to the Topa, because he take the responsibility. To negotiate on this agreement. So we believe that Topa, have a very strong feeling towards the Bumi. So, hopefully we can did something best for Rakyat.
Laila, also, you talked about how your readers want to hear from both sides, right? And I understand you also manage the Wacana series of debates.
Yes, Wacana debates, Bicharamindas and everything. But, the difficulties and the big challenge for this Wacana is when you have to put, ask from UMNO, from DAP, together in the stage.
Okay.
Wow, it's a very big challenge. Sometimes they are easy, very easy to get opposition leaders, but it's very hard to get from government, from Barisan Nasional, or
that?
From UMNO, whether MIC or MCO or UMNO.
Why is that? I've experienced the same troubles and challenges. Why do you think it's harder to get the government to talk to you and explain issues?
I don't know, maybe because of the bureaucracy, they need to, you know, the top, you know, sometimes the info not revealed to every people, every members of the UMNO. So only certain people knows about it. So the, you know, play safe, okay, it's not for me to talk about this issue. So may I ask you, maybe you can ask for somebody, my boss, or, you know, so, and then, you know, it's very hard to get the boss.
Yeah. Right, so they got to push the thing up. I'm very impressed. I've been to one of these debates at your office in Shalom, I believe. Mm-hmm. And but recently, you organized a forum, Apa Anak Muda Mau. You had Diana Sofia from DNP. Yes. You had people from PAS, from Gerakan Harapan Baru.
Harapan Baru, yes.
And also from UMNO.
Yes.
I was very impressed because I think, you know, about a year ago, you actually did a story on young Malay men and women, but mostly women, who were joining the DAP. And that was one of your front page stories. Yes, and I was quite impressed because it was one of the first newspapers to take seriously this issue and not in any kind of sensational way. Uh-huh. You know, so that seems to be quite a difficult thing to do. Like you say, you know, having that balanced conversation.
Yes.
But okay, so youth politics may be easy enough, but what about 1MDB? What about the 2.6 billion ringgit?
Until now, Sharon, until now, people want to know the answer. And until now, we didn't get to manage, we didn't manage to give the answer that people want. Mm. Yes, there is a lot of answer. We heard every day there is somebody giving a statement on this, but that's not the answer people want.
So people don't believe.
Yes, people don't believe and people laugh at it. So,
do you think that the government has a communications problem, that they are not managing their message tightly enough? There's a lack of discipline. Like you say, so many people with different theories. This is to fight the Jews. This is to fight ISIL. This is to fight, this is to fight the elections in Malaysia.
Yes.
What is going on with government communications?
Yes, I think they're a little bit, you know, maybe one or two steps back from the what even NGO or whatever we mm-hmm. call this group of people. So, it's not like before. As I told you, now the oppositions, the keyboard warrior, very fast acting on certain issues, especially when this is a big issue. So this is saga issue. So we can, spin it all over the night, and then, you know, so the government's communications people must act faster. From, you know, they have to learn before. They have to learn on the issues before. So this time is, why don't they just tell the truth?
Right. So why don't they just come out and give the explanation,
the
right?
Yeah. Giving the explanations. Telling the truth, and then not like, okay, before this I say it's not from me, it's not, and then suddenly, yes, it's from me, but it's, you know, someone else giving to me. No, this kind of statement just make people confused.
Right.
And then once they're confused, it's very easy for others party to, you know, I don't know to speculate on this issue. And then sadly, it's our prime minister issues, it's our country's issue, it's our UMNO, it's our party. So please stop all this nonsense and make it clear once and for all. This is the time for you to, appreciate what your peoples, what rakyat give to you for this so long. After now, we getting 58 Merdeka's Day celebration. So this is the time. We are matured enough to understand, to read, and then to discuss about this issue.
And I think that's, you know, key, right? The respect for the citizen,
yes.
Respect for the intelligence of the ordinary citizen, right?
Yes.
To be completely transparent.
Yeah.
Well, Lailatun, thank you so much for being on Pressing Matters today. It's been such a pleasure having you here. Lailatun Khalilah Nasir, the executive editor at Sinar Harian on Pressing Matters. I'm Melissa Idris. And
I'm Sharad Kutin.
On BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.